This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Iran is denying it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner, while Ukraine's foreign minister says his country is reserving judgment. As AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the United States and several other countries are blaming Iran for the fatal crash.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says it's likely an Iranian missile brought down the plane. He's the highest level American official directly blaming Iran, a day after Canadian, Australian, and British leaders did the same, while noting it appears to have been unintentional. Pompeo says an investigation will continue.
It's important that we get to the bottom of it.
And he's confident the U.S. and world will take appropriate action as a response. His Ukrainian counterparts urging caution as the probe goes on.
We will come to our conclusions. We don't want to come to them.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. officials say the United States military tried but failed to take out another senior Iranian commander on the same day that an American airstrike killed Qasem Soleimani, the Revolutionary Guard's top general. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The officials say a military airstrike targeted Abdulreza Shalahi. He's a high-ranking commander in the Revolutionary Guard's Quds Force. The officials say Shalahi was on approved military targeting lists along with General Qasem Soleimani. That's an indication the strikes were a deliberate effort to cripple the leadership of the Quds Force, which the U.S. has designated as a terror organization. The State Department says Shalahi has what it describes as a long history of targeting Americans and U.S. allies around the world. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The United States placed more sanctions on Iran Friday in response to its missile attack on U.S. military troops in Iraq last week. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said at a White House news conference the new sanctions target Iran's construction, manufacturing, mining, and textile industries.
We are taking action against 8 senior Iranian officials who advanced the regime's destabilizing activity and were involved in Tuesday's ballistic missile strike.
The Trump administration believes the sanctions will force Tehran to negotiate a new nuclear agreement, downsize its Middle East development program and its support of militias there, and as well to downsize its missile program. A Russian Navy ship aggressively approached a U.S. Navy destroyer in the North Arabian Sea on Thursday. That's according to the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, said in a statement. But Russia denied it, saying the United States had crossed the Russian ship's path. Reuters' Gavino Garay reports.
Video from the signaling danger of a collision. The U.S. destroyer requested that the Russian ship alter its course in accordance with international maritime standards, and ultimately the Russian ship did comply. But Moscow on Friday denied that one of its Navy vessels had come dangerously close. Russia's Ministry of Defense said in a statement that the U.S. Navy vessel had crossed the Russian ship's path in an action it deemed, quote, unprofessional, and accused the American ship of violating maritime security norms.
...to send articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the impeachment trial could start next week. He's anxious to get started.
It's been a long wait, and I'm glad it's over.
The president was impeached in the House 3 weeks ago. Pelosi has been in a standoff with McConnell over how the trial would be handled. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says impeachment...
House Democrats conducted over here.
But Washington Democrat Adam Smith says Pelosi is doing this the right way.
Put pressure on the Senate to have a fair trial. Shine a light on the fact that Mitch McConnell is not... fair.
McConnell wants a speedy trial without new witnesses. Ed Donahue, Washington.
U.S. stocks fell on Friday from record high levels as investors took profits and data showed slower than expected U.S. job growth in December. The Dow lost 0.46%. For more, visit VOA News.